We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning, Dane.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Good.
Is this one of those borderline stand your ground cases, or is it pretty clear cut?
Yeah, it's really kind of hard to say. In Louisiana, there are special presumptions that exist if a shooting is done in a dwelling. And this apparently was in some detached shed that if it's within what we call in the law the curtilage of the house, it might be considered part of the house. And if so, the ability to use defensive force to defend your property is significantly greater. And so it really kind of turns on that factual issue. If this is part of his house, then you generally can use deadly force in order to compel an intruder to leave. I mean, he's going to leave in a body bag, but it's allowed to use deadly force under those circumstances. And then there are presumptions that the belief that you have in the necessity of force is reasonable. So, again, it turns on the facts. And then, of course, there's always the possibility of using force in defense of self, for self-defense, which is a whole different theory of justification. And again, that all turns on the reasonableness of the belief and the necessity to use the force.
And curtilage, for those that don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dane, I heard it on Law and Order once, so I looked it up. It is considered part of the property, whether it's attached or not. Is that right?
Exactly. It's okay. Not a word you use around the breakfast table, but
it's not.
It's commonly used, right? It's commonly used in the in criminal justice cases because the Fourth Amendment protections extend to the curtilage. And in this case, the ability to use justifiable force, those special rules might apply if this is part of the curtilage.
So a couple of questions I have. Is it considered... Does this factor into it at all, where if the guy had just stayed in his house, called the police, they'd have stolen his generator based on the response time of police? I'm just speculating here, but the other guy would be alive, and this man wouldn't be facing either a grand jury or the DA to decide whether or not you understand what I'm saying, where the guy put himself in a position of confronting these people, and then when he says that they turned around, is that enough to constitute a threat where you felt as though, and is that the standard, that your life was in imminent danger or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a close case for the DA to decide what to do with this one. If the person had been armed and there was a gun on the scene, that would have been an easy case. But apparently these two perpetrators were unarmed. They were on his property trying to steal a generator. But again, it's all going to turn on the necessity for the use of deadly force to either defend his property or himself. And it's going to be this is the kind of case you don't want to deal with as a DA, because so many of the cases DAs deal with in exercising their prosecutorial discretion are clear cut. This is one that's just not.
If you were advising anybody, a potential client, let me put it that way, about this kind of thing happening, my advice to them would be just call the police, let the insurance deal with the generator. And I understand you can make a case of, as long as you let this happen, crime's going to continue to spiral out of control. But in this case, he's looking at some kind of legal fight one way or the other. Is he not, this man?
Absolutely. And that advice, Tommy, would be the best advice. You should call the police, stay inside where it's safe. If you've got a firearm, it's okay to get the firearm, but I just wouldn't go charging out to the shed in a shoot 'em up. That's the problem here. Now, again, you do have the right to stand your ground and protect yourself and your property, but if you get it wrong, you could be looking at the very least, a murder prosecution, and at the very worst, a murder conviction.
What if you put yourself in a position of having to stand your ground, which seems like this is what this man did?
Well, there's certainly nothing in the law that would prohibit him from going out to the shed armed with a firearm and confronting these individuals. And then clearly he could use defensive force if he were attacked by them. But the facts here are more ambiguous. All we know is that one of these individuals turned toward him. We don't know whether it was an aggressive lunge or what it was. And the little nuances in how that individual responded to the gun is what is going to be so challenging for the DA to deal with.
Thank you, Dane. I appreciate your time as always. Hope you have a good day.
You too, Tommy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.